thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
At 10 o'clock today, Texas time, we received instructions from the International Union that negotiations had come to an impasse. So at that time, we took UAW Local 276 out on strike.
UAW Local 276 President Enrique Flores Jr. made that announcement at union headquarters near the Arlington plant. He said there'd been no strike here since 1998 when a brief walkout affected Arlington only. But this walkout's national. Some 73,000 workers have closed down GM plants across North America. In Arlington, that means a pair of 8-hour shifts and one maintenance shift at the million-dollar-a-day operation have stopped. No more trucks or SUVs like Yukons or Escalades are rolling off the production line. Charlotte Yetherman, 27 years with General Motors, tells how it happened Monday morning.
Well, the shop committee goes around and tells us that if we hear a whistle go off, then we're to leave immediately. And that's exactly what we did. Yeah, the whistle went, and we all started leaving.
Right at 10?
Right at 10.
Within minutes, retired UAW members were outside the Arlington plant's gates with picket signs announcing the strike. Inside the union hall, organizers, including the UAW's sergeant-at-arms, Richard Rowe, were compiling up-to-date member information.
These people are filling out their correct addresses and phone numbers so they can be contacted for strike duty. If you don't do the strike duty, you don't get strike pay. Make sure everybody's information is correct, and from that, so they can be called by their strike captain and told when to report for duty.
Strike pays $200 a week, a fraction of normal salaries. But Flores says workers here back union leadership because it's the right thing to do.
A strike is a last resort. It's a tool that is a last resort. Neither side likes it, and you see it used very sparingly, and because it does hurt both sides. But, like I said, it is a last resort, and the impasse caused this strike.
The impasse revolves around retiree and health benefits. Officials reported progress after weeks of nonstop negotiations, but there wasn't enough to stall the walkout. GM expressed disappointment at the UAW's national strike, calling negotiations complex and difficult. Still, company spokesman Tom Wickham in Michigan was hopeful.
We are back at the table, we are talking, and we're going to try to reach an agreement as soon as possible.
For union worker Will Langston, that can't be soon enough.
Let's get it over with. Let's go and get what we got to do, get back to the table.
Neither management nor union officials are guessing how long negotiations will continue before an agreement is reached. Many union workers expected a deal that would stop a walkout. Now that they're wrong, they're hesitant to guess again. Bill Siebel, KERA News.